Us teenagers have plenty of problems, from appearances, sexuality, school, and relationships. Teenagers deal with so much, and the biggest part is relationships. We want to teach ourselves how to love somebody and how to be with somebody. Hormones race, and we want to know what it's like to be in a relationship.
Hey, yo, shorty, what's up?
Is that how you talk to a girl with standards?
Man, I'm just trying to holler.
Hey, yo, you cute.
You don't even know me. Chill, yo. I got standards.
I am interviewing a group of teenagers about how they set standards for themselves and how they cross their standards or boundaries by going out with someone or liking someone that was just out of their league. What are your standards in a relationship?
They have to be tall, they have to be nice, they have to be respectful, they have to have morals, and I have to be attracted to them in some sort of way.
Well, my standards when it comes to a girl, she gotta have a nice personality. That's what I mostly look for. Looks don't really count. It's like a bonus. Looks is a bonus. She also gotta be respectful and come from a home where, you know, a lot of education and stuff. Like a smart girl, she gotta be smart. She gotta be caring. Like a good girl, but it's hard to find a good girl nowadays because they all a bunch of hoes and whatnot. So it's hard to find a good girl. But yeah, that's my standards of a girl.
God.
Well, I guess they have to have the same values that I do as far as, I guess being a Christian, I guess. But then again, like, I don't know. I guess I'm just still trying to, like, search out for that. I don't know. But they also got to be respectful, and they have to know how to treat a female. And
what's, like, what's treating a female like?
Like, little things, like opening up the door, pulling out a chair, all that stuff. Because, you know, you know me, like, I'm very, you know. So, yeah, old school and all that stuff. So, pulling out a chair, opening up a door, knowing how to talk to a female. Because, I mean, he not going to just talk to me in no type of way.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Oh, he has to know how to dress.
All that?
Yeah, he gotta know how to dress. If you don't know how to dress, you know, oh my God, and his hair has to be cut. Because if he woofing, I mean, we gonna have a little problem. But yeah, that's my standards according.
Why do your standards matter? Why set boundaries for yourself?
Well, my standards matter. Well, everybody has standards in life. Like, I mean, everything you do, you have standards. You always want to live up to something. But, like I said before, my main standard is respect. And, I mean, everybody wants to be respected. Everybody. Without respect, this world would be 10 times worse than it is now. So, like, I need to be respected, especially when I'm in a relationship. Because if you don't respect me, then you really don't love me in my eyes. Because when you show respect, that's just like showing love to somebody.
Well, the reason that the standards matter to me is because I always want to feel... I'm the type of person that likes to feel, like, wanted and cared for. So, like, when I have a girl that, you know, cares and, like, shows interest and things like that, it shows me that she cares for me, and it makes me feel, like, you know, wanted. Because not everybody feels wanted in love, like, in their life. So, like, when she does that, it makes me feel, you know, happy. I mean, yeah.
These standards matter only because I was raised in a household where males are supposed to do things for the females. And there's just certain things that females are not really, they're not supposed to do. And that just takes on the whole responsibility of a male at times. So I feel as though what I was raised by, you know, I should also live by. What goes around?
When have you ever lowered your standards?
About 2 years ago, I had a boyfriend, and I mean, everything was cool in the beginning. He was real nice. He was a nice boyfriend. He was just like anybody would expect a boyfriend to be. Then as time went on, I guess I started to get on his nerves or something. And it just, he turned into a totally different person. He was just like, he wasn't respecting me. And like, he would call me all types of bitches and this and that when I wouldn't do what he expected me to do or did what he wanted me to do. Because I respected myself, and I'm not going to sit here and belittle myself for somebody that I'm not linked to, you know, whatsoever. Just, he's just my boyfriend. And he would like say stuff that would hurt my feelings. And I don't think any human being should be treated like that. You should never stay in a relationship knowing that you're being treated that way. And I really was taking this to heart, and I really was, you know, thinking badly of myself because of what he was telling me. And I don't think that you should ever feel like that. You should ever, never let somebody take you there and make you feel that way and make you insecure about yourself. And that's exactly what he made me.
The time I lowered my standards was like 2 years ago, I'll say. There's these two best friends. They've known each other since like middle school and elementary school and whatnot. So like, I found interest in this one girl. She was nice and caring and whatnot, right? And she looked like the type I was looking for. But then all of a sudden, I found out that she was messing around with another guy. So like, she was messing with both of us at the same time, but the other guy didn't know about me, so it kind of hurt me in a way. So I stopped talking to her, but then I talked to her best friend, and her best friend seemed nice and stuff. I mean, she wasn't as pretty and whatnot, but I mean, she had the caringness and things that I was looking for. So I started to talk to her, but then all of a sudden I noticed that she had like attitude problems against me. And when she had attitude problems, I didn't really like that. So I stopped talking to both of them. To like, I lowered my standards for both of them because I didn't really take any of those things. But then after a year passed, I started talking to the first girl because like, she apologized for what she did, and she said that she felt bad for what she was doing and whatnot. And I told her that it was cool that we can just be friends. So I kind of lowered my standards for her and like, talking about the caring and stuff like that, because she did care for me when she apologized at the end, so it kind of made me feel better. So now we're just cool and we're like best of friends.
Last year, around this time, and I was in a relationship, and you know, you have your ups and your downs in relationships, but lowering my standards, I would say I was the person that did everything in the relationship as far as money is concerned. And I will always like do things for that person, and you know, always get him food when he wanted it, and you know, just stuff like that. And in return, he never did anything for me. And I'm not saying that he should have, because I'm not that type of person that's always going to want things back. However, as the male, I would have thought that he would, you know. And unfortunately, but fortunately, we broke up. And that was hard, but, you know, I got through it. And I moved on.
With you lowering your standards, did it affect your overall standards in general when it came to a relationship?
If you sit there and blatantly disrespect me, all right, I might be blindsided and I might see the disrespect because it might be hidden by some other things. All right, I'm going to see it eventually. But if you just sit there from the jump and disrespect me, you know, it's just, it's going to be no. Like, somebody come up there and be like, hey, shorty, you know, that's not how you sit there and you approach me. You're definitely not going to get my number. You're definitely not going to get the time of day. I'm going to keep on walking. And if you get mad, oh, well, fuck you. I don't know you.
it sort of kind of did, because a couple months later, I got into a relationship with this girl. I mean, she was, you know, she was had a great personality. She was nice and caring, and she was pretty at the same time. So I thought it was, like, you know, the perfect girl for me and whatnot. But then we started having trouble and miscommunications and whatnot, and then jealousy and intimacy got into it. So it was like it kind of messed up our relationship at the end. But I did lower my standards, because in that relationship, I really didn't take shit from what was going on in the in the relationship. So, like, in the when things happened, I didn't really, like, set aside or anything. I really put thought into it and to see how the future would go, because I didn't want to get hurt again from one of these girls out here, because girls nowadays, they just bring trouble and they be frauding when they be talking about, oh, I love you and this and this and that. And then at the end, they, like, they don't be there for you. So, like, that's a big thing that affected me.
And that's some that girls, not girls. All girls.
Some, not, I think all, some
nah,
girls.
Nah.
I mean, all right.
All right, well, it's funny you should ask that question, only because in my past relationship, going through it, you know, I have my ups and my downs, but then I've also learned from my mistakes. So now, in terms of, you know, me finding somebody else, or I should say now that I do have somebody else, I guess my standards are, you know, way different, and they're not as low as they were. I mean, they were high back then, but I mean, I was in ninth grade, so I just wanted to try things out. But unfortunately, it didn't turn out too well, because I thought, you know, I knew everything.
It's not always the case.
Exactly. And you know how they supposed to be on the street side?
Be on the street side.
Exactly. Like, be on the street side.
That's all a person is.
That's for all y'all males out there. Be on the street side. Don't be on the wall side. That's what a female's supposed to be. I don't care how much y'all disagree with me. I don't care.
High standards or low standards? Us teenagers are trying to discover ourselves. We just want a good relationship, and sometimes it's just hard to find. Thank you for listening.